This Is Earth and Sky. Some experts believe that in the 21st century, humanity's need for energy will exceed our ability to find and extract fossil fuels.
John Turner is a researcher at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden, Colorado. He advocates switching to hydrogen as our main fuel source. Hydrogen could be used in cars with special fuel cells or in power plants to make electricity.
Turner says one way to make the hydrogen might be to use sunlight to split water into its component parts, hydrogen and oxygen.
Our most abundant natural resources are sunshine and water, and those we can use to power our society. That energy has been there since the Earth was formed, and that energy will be there until the sun dies. And for most of us, that's probably plenty long enough.
Burning fossil fuels produces pollution and greenhouse gases. Hydrogen fuel is cleaner. It only produces energy and water. And because hydrogen can be produced wherever there's water and sunlight, hydrogen fuel could be created almost anywhere. That means a hydrogen economy could include small production sites spread throughout nations or even communities.
This system would make the world's energy supply less susceptible than what we have now to political unrest or natural disasters. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.